Until 11, Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
And joining me online now is Libby Coker, the Labor candidate for Corangamite. Libby, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Good to speak to you again, and congratulations on your pre-selection as the candidate.
Thank you.
But I noticed that you've been pre-selected a bit earlier than perhaps some other candidates, so I suppose Corangamite's a key seat.
Yes, look, Corangamite is a very marginal seat, and I think that it is wise to select your candidates early so we can get out there and get basically talking to people about what Labor stands for, Labor values and Labor policies, and I'm looking forward to doing that.
And last time we spoke, you were the Labor candidate for Polwarth. So was it an easy decision to decide to run again, or was it a difficult one?
Look, I think because of my past, I've worked as a councillor and mayor with the Surf Coast Shire. It was a natural progression to stand for Polwarth, which obviously takes in Surf Coast Shire, but it also expands into areas in the southwest, and also takes in part of areas connected to Golden Plains as well. And during that time, I learned a great deal about what the people in the region are wanting. And people do want to be able to know that their children can get an education. They want to have a good health system. They want to know that there's jobs there for them. And these are the things that came through. Particularly in the southwest, there's some issues in relation to education attainment and kids staying on at school, and also issues around public transport are fairly significant out in the southwest. So I learned a great deal then. And then when the pre-selection process began for Corangamite, again, it's about building one's knowledge, understanding the needs of people and wanting to actually work with them to deliver. And I thought, yes, this is something that I feel I am able to do and that I will be able to do well and represent people as I have as a councillor. So it wasn't a difficult decision. It's interesting in life how your journey takes you where it takes you. And hopefully we all have those opportunities to build and to grow as individuals and to actually be productive members of our society. And that's, to me, why Labor exists, and that's why I'm proud to be a member of the Labor Party.
What's the crossover like, campaigning on state issues and then now switching to campaign on federal issues?
Look, I think one thing is that your constituents elect you and they do expect some local representation. And I think even as a federal member, you should do that and advocate where you can. However, the big picture policies federally are the ones that really ensure that people are able to share in prosperity and that they're supported regardless of the amount of money you earn, the job you have, your family background. That's what federal government does, and that's what people want federal governments to do. I think they want government to be able to resolve the problems that they can't find solutions for themselves. That's why people vote governments in. And at the moment, we're seeing under the Abbott government, we're finding that we're not getting many problems resolved at the moment. There's a lot of issues that the last budget that hasn't been rolled out, yet alone a new one, and we're finding that it's leaving, I think, many people feeling a little unsure. But on the local issues, I think that we do play a role. I think we can advocate for communities, but I think that with local issues, we often, our role is connect community to their state government or their local government and to work to ensure that solutions are resolved. But obviously your role is going to be a little bit more not quite as direct and hands-on.
Yeah, of course, and obviously your vote in Parliament on some of those really big issues are going to be critical, aren't they?
Yes, I mean, obviously there's issues around, say, the NBN or around tertiary degrees. We've seen that communities and also other parties are very opposed to having a deregulation of the university system, which is going to mean that young people or older people doing degrees are going to be charged up to $100,000. Now, I realise that that's been knocked back now twice, mm-hmm. but our current Minister for Higher Education is saying that he is passionate, he will pursue this until he achieves this his new deregulated system with very expensive university degrees, which is a real concern. I went through the system myself under a system where I caught the tail end of Gough Whitlam's great free education policy. And while times have changed, I believe we do need to support people through education, and we get that back in people's increased skills and ability to, put their skills and their intellect towards new businesses, new developments in, systems, or whether it might be medical technology, where it might be something like carbon fibre, whether it might be looking at new food technology that actually means that we become a smarter and more productive society that can sell our goods and services and ideas to people not only in Australia but overseas. So I think we need to definitely continue to invest in education. I find it interesting that people talk about intergenerational theft or debt. I believe it's an intergenerational investment.
But we did see something last night, I think it was on Q&A, where the representative of universities did seem to support some sort of change. So is Labor going to stay with the same system, or do you support some sort of reform to education, but maybe perhaps not quite as far-reaching as what the current higher education minister is proposing?
Look, I don't believe that we should be charging people more to get a degree. I think we should make it accessible for all, and so that's my position, and I believe that is the position of the party.
And that's a big issue because Deakin University is located in Corangamite, isn't it?
Yes, well, we have Gordon TAFE and we have Deakin University, and both of those deliver. Look, I was at Deakin yesterday talking to students, and Deakin University is a fantastic facility. I actually did a higher degree at Deakin, probably nearly 20 years ago, but it was then in its infancy, and I've also done some other work out at Deakin, and I've watched it grow and change, and it is a magnificent university, and now we have the waterfront campus as well, delivering a range of different courses. We now have architecture, we have medicine. It's exciting. We need to build on having such great educational facilities in our region. I think my vision is that the federal government and ALP, federal government, would look at how we grow regions and how we invest in specific areas where we are specialised, such as education. We have the ability to work with our university, with our TAFE system, and to attract more and more people to come here because of the high quality education we have. And I think being a university town is a great thing we should achieve. We also have a great health sector, very strong health sector and great hospitals. We've got Barwon Health, which is a great organisation, Colac Area Health as well, that we need to build on. We have an NDIS system, the mm-hmm. National Disability Insurance Scheme, and I think we need to build on that as well and make sure that we attract other like-minded businesses, and we have to create an environment where we can attract, say for example, insurance companies that sit with the NDIA neatly, and create an environment where they can come to Geelong, and therefore we grow jobs and we grow our reputation.
And one thing I want to ask you about is, of course, the campaigning, because the next federal election, we don't necessarily know when it's going to be. It'll probably be sometime next year. But are you campaigning as of now?
I am getting ready to go. It's there is work to be done on that, but I am going to be hitting the ground running. I really do want to speak to as many people out in communities as I can. To some extent, I've been doing that already. As you asked me, Polworth, I began the process then. Mm. I was talking to people in different industries at that time, small business owners. I'm very keen to speak with small business people, because small business people drive are the heartbeat of our economy in throughout Australia. They employ a huge number of people. They we have more than 25,000 small businesses across our region. So I think we do need to look at how we support small business. Also, the NBN is such an important driver for small business in being able to connect to people, whether it's, you know, in selling a product. Now our system has changed so greatly, and I think we do need to have an NBN that is efficient and effective, and I think the Turnbull model is not going to be the one that works. At the moment we're hearing that it's going to cost $600 just to get a quote to connect to Abbott Government NBN. That's not good enough. We need to revise the NBN and go back to a really efficient system. So the NBN is something that I believe we need to look at. Stop making it difficult for small business to actually access an efficient and reasonably priced system.
Well, Libby, it's been really good to get a bit of an introduction to you this morning. I look forward to speaking to you again over the course of the journey, and we'll hopefully unpack some of these more nitty-gritty policy issues in a bit more detail then.
Look, I really look forward to that. I'm looking forward to, as I said, going out and talking with people. I want to. I'm keen to speak to people from multicultural backgrounds as well. We have a great multicultural community out here across Corangamite, and I really hope that we can connect with those people as well. It's going to be an exciting journey. I look forward to talking with you and hopefully working with a huge number of volunteers to come forward to work together to have an ALP elected at the next election.
Good on you, Libby. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Libby Coker there, the Labor candidate for Corangamite, just appointed over the last week, and she'll be contesting the next federal election, perhaps in 2016. I also want to just say that we've extended the same opportunity to have Sarah Henderson, the current sitting member, on. We gave her a choice of any of the 3 days this week, and so far we had a very vague response about maybe doing Monday, but nothing else. I know that if I was currently a sitting member in a marginal electorate where every vote is going to count, I'd want to take up as many media opportunities as possible. We've tried to extend those, but no response from that camp as yet. Richard Miles, though, will be in the studio tomorrow just after 10 o'clock, and he'll be also responding to some of the issues about Corio. A break then. Trent will be in talking technology.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.